Inexplicably, men are considered to be entirely unaffected, mentally or emotionally, by something as completely life-changing as having a child.
I specialise and counsel mothers who suffer with postnatal depression, and recently we've set up a new project which aims to help fathers and support fathers who may also be suffering with depression following the birth of their baby. People do talk about hormone imbalance, but actually the research on that is not conclusive. We tend to think about depression following the birth of a baby as being a major life transitional phase, and with any life transitional phase, it can cause a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety. Fathers, new fathers, aren't asked how they're feeling and how they're coping with a new baby. All the attention is actually focused on the mother. Perhaps a mother or a father may not feel supported. They may struggle to cope with the reality of having the baby, because the media does portray motherhood and fatherhood as being quite glamorous, and babies should have all the latest designer gear. We don't often see mothers or fathers with a baby on the shoulder with sick running down.
Do you think fathers are increasingly suffering from postnatal depression?
Well, we do believe that there are more pressures on fathers nowadays. The new man concept, whereby men are expected to be present at the birth, men are expected to feed and change baby, they're expected to do everything apart from breastfeed. Do men have choices anymore? That's a big question. You know, most men, you know, and their woman want them by their side, and it is a shock for the man, and then they have to leave and go home, and they're all on their own, and leave their partner and their baby in the hospital. So I guess again we need to be looking at how we can keep young families together at that stage, and maybe hospitals have the facilities where fathers can stay at least for the first night with their partners and baby. We do know from the number of young men we have on the wards, 70% of those in mental health wards are actually fathers. Society still expects men to be the stronger sex, but from our research that we've carried out, we know that men are just as vulnerable as women.
You'd say equally vulnerable?
Yes.
Sometimes babies are just abandoned and left to die by their mothers. Look at how the BBC portrays an example of this abuse.
And abandoned at 2 days old, the baby girl discovered in a cardboard box.
Anyone abandoning such a tiny, helpless baby must have felt desperately alone and very scared. The police understand that, and they're keen to stress to Becky's mum they want to help her. Most of all, they want to reunite her with her beautiful daughter.
Why do we seek to reunite the child with this mother? Does child abuse get much worse than leaving a two-day-old baby outside, next to waste bins in November? You see a positive attitude towards abusive mothers in TV shows as well. Even when mothers kill their babies, they're still somehow good people.
She's responsible for the death of a child. I can't just ignore it.
She was a battered woman, Ken. It's not gonna happen again. She's a good mother.
And what about drug-addicted mothers?
Now, each year in Britain, thousands of drug users become pregnant, and often the child ends up being removed from the mother. Now, a new scheme in Sheffield is giving more help to pregnant drug users with the aim of keeping the mother and child together.
It doesn't take long to get an answer. Baby David is suffering from withdrawal.
But you mustn't see this as a failure, because it's not. Because you did really, really well during your pregnancy.
So a woman can throw her baby away. She can addict her baby to heroin. And she can even murder her baby, but she's not necessarily a bad mother. But when a man so much as disciplines a child, maybe to stop the kid robbing me in 20 years, he must be removed from parenting.
And a father of two revealed today how he was separated from his family after being spotted by a policeman giving his three-year-old son a single but hard smack on the bottom. In the 6 months it took for the case to come to court, The man was banned from the family home and allowed no unsupervised contact.
What is it about our society that's so determined to punish men at every opportunity, yet afford women every excuse imaginable for their crimes? Child sexual abuse is something that adults do to children, yet it's only ever presented as a crime committed by men. Frequently we hear of paedophile rings and internet porn, and even abductions of children by paedophiles, exclusively male paedophiles. What do you think is the common image of a paedophile?
I think the common image of a paedophile is a nasty man in a raincoat, dirty Mac, hanging around a playground. If you ask children, they'll say they wear balaclavas and they smell and they've got beards and quite often sunglasses.
Yeah, well, you've got the typical smelly, fat old man with a beard and really thick glasses and slightly balding and just he's constantly sweating, whether it's the middle of winter or not.
An older man who with no friends, kind of, you know, the older geek, the internet stalker. Yeah, it is a man though.
The raincoat, the dirty old man brigade. You know, the kind of lone. And this does tend to be a male image actually. So I have to be honest there. You know, the lone man on his own. You know, loitering, hanging around.
Which is, I realise, biased by the media, by my expectations.
We're actually not trustworthy as humans, that we're somehow hairy and brutish. We've got this big thing between our legs that controls us. And if you're with a little child, your little child, and you're sleeping together, that somehow these uncontrollable man urges will suddenly rise to the fore.
We have countless people at our meeting saying, you know, there are these sort of, perhaps not actual allegations, but suggestions out there.
Yeah.
And we have to say, well, you know, just be a bit wary about having your child in your bed. I know when my child
but
was...
That is crazy.
Is
a disgrace.
It is crazy,
that is disgusting,
yeah.
And a disgrace. Yeah.
Would you say that our society ignores female sexual abuse of children?
I think society wants to believe, particularly in relation to mothers and children and to that relationship, that that's a sacred relationship. And I'd like to believe that. I mean, I must tell you that as a mother myself, I find the idea of women sexually abusing children more abhorrent than just about anything I can think of. Because most mothers, and indeed fathers, would kill to protect their children. They would do anything to protect their children. And the fact that that has been betrayed makes it more difficult for society to acknowledge it. Because if you acknowledge it, where do you go from there? You know, do you start warning children about everybody? Do you start saying, we're not sure mothers are safe?
Women, you don't imagine a woman using her power to, using her power over children in the same way that you would imagine a man could.
Fathers are often falsely accused of child sexual abuse by women seeking custody of a child and to ensure punishment for the man she no longer loves.
Domestic violence, you must hear it all the time to stop dads from seeing their kids.
Well, that's not the only sort of allegation. What about sexual abuse? Mm. It's very easy for the mother to say and very difficult for the father to disprove.
And then the second thing, if that doesn't work fast enough, they call it the silver bullet in Canada. That means that she claims that he's molested the children. And that means that he is immediately then barred from everything. And the divorce goes straight through, and he loses his children, and he will never see them again.
Divorce cases, custody cases, we're seeing more and more and more of that, where the woman wanting to get full custody of the child is suddenly, out of the blue, making allegations that the father has abused the child and is coaching the child to stay the same, to say the same. When you talk to the child, however, and they cannot describe the sounds, the tastes, the smells, and all of that, you can start to know that they've been coached because they're just parroting words. But it's so destructive, both to the child. I have no patience at all with parents who use that, with the mothers who use that as an allegation against fathers to keep them from their children. I think that is wicked.
Does it only tend to be that one way, mothers?
It does
fathers?
Tend to be, yes. We have, I don't know of any cases, there may be some, where the father is alleged abuse by the mother to get custody of the child.
In your experience, how many of the allegations of abuse or violence are substantiated?
Well, I think that's a very difficult question. I would think probably not a lot.
If a man who has recently separated from his partner, wife, whoever, and has his 4 or 5 year old child in the bed with him.
But that, isn't that sad?
Maybe.
But it's women that are more likely to use their child as some sort of substitute.
According to the people who contacted me, it would quite often just be them and the mother in the home. And for the little boys, when they were little boys, they were almost used as if they were the husband. And the little girls were abused as well, so.